This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hit me like a lightning bolt over the weekend, Todd, if these NFL players that are so fatigued they have to take a knee during the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, that's what it is, right? They're fatigued.
Well, Jesse Ventura seems to think he's got the solution now.
Well, Mine first. He's a former governor. He can wait. So I think they just need a better night's sleep. I think if they had the same pillow that you and I have, or, you know,
yeah, there you go.
Or, you know, one of those travel pillows, or maybe the new MyPillow mattress, then they'd be fine. I think they just need a better night's sleep. I think that's the deal.
You're right.
Yeah. Doesn't that make sense?
Makes all the sense in the world.
They wouldn't go all wobbly and have to take a knee, for crying out loud. Yes. This racial comment brought to you by MyPillow.
Wait, what? Racial comment?
You can't say anything about anybody taking a knee without being a racist. You're a racist if you...
I don't think the ground knows what color the knee is that's on it. It gets pretty dark either way at that point.
Well,
right?
That's what I found out this weekend. I didn't know it, but the president, I could play his comment in case you haven't heard it any of the 1 million times it's been replayed since Friday. I thought it was pretty straightforward, but evidently it's racist. If you say anything about an NFL player taking a knee, you're racist.
Oh, for really?
Yeah. No, yeah. Oh no, he's a racist. Yep, yeah, and I am too, because now I've suggested that they need my pillow. So I'm just self disclosing.
Hey, all sleep matters. Come on.
All sleep does matter. Yeah, and they ought to get it. And we have the my pillow mattress now is getting rave reviews. It has three unique layers that give you the comfort and support you need to fall asleep and stay asleep all night guaranteed. You get the gel-infused memory foam. That's like an inch. That's the top phase, okay? The soft bounce transition layer. That's 2 inches. That's gel technology. You get the extra support you need to relieve pressure points with that so you stay asleep longer, avoid sleep interruptions. And then they have the MyPillow foam support layer. That's 7 inches. That's the base layer. It's the same foam they use in all the MyPillow products. It's like a high-density foam that gives you the lasting support and durability that MyPillow is known for. So this thing is delivered by FedEx right to your door. It's easy to set up. You literally unroll it and watch it come to life. Kind of fun, actually. 10-year warranty, and you sleep on that baby for 120 days and make sure it's perfect. If it's not, money-back guarantee. Free shipping, too. It's a great gift. And if you use the promo code Scott, you get up to 50% off on all of their products, including the MyPillow mattress. So 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. Seriously, folks, I don't get it. I'm being serious here. I think what Donald Trump said this weekend is something that almost every NFL fan has said when they've seen players take a knee in protest. Okay? Haven't we? I have. I maybe didn't say the SOB part, but, you know, the president said something, I think, and other than a little bit of the potty mouth, maybe you'd have done that differently. Here's the quote. Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that SOB off the field right now. He's fired. He's fired. That's all he said. Chris Snowflake Wallace on Fox News Sunday and most of the others instantly started about how this was racial. Here's Chris Wallace. Finally, I want to ask you about the racial controversy the president has gotten into this weekend. Whoa. How is that a racial controversy? What he said right there, what? I don't get it. And, you know, immediately, the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, who's got his hands full anyway with an NFL in decline by every benchmark, less fans, less ratings, I mean, they're in trouble. What does he say? He comes out and says President Trump was disrespecting the players. Wait a minute. I think the president was saying what a lot of fans have said. Why would you as an owner allow that to happen? Okay? You're fired. You're out of there. It's America. You have a right to free speech. Do it on your own time, not my dime. Not when I'm paying you on the sideline to cause a ruckus. But not to mention Roger Goodell, NFL commissioner. Let's talk about disrespect a minute. You're worried about disrespect of the players. Disrespect of the owners. What about the disrespect of the fans of the NFL who pay the salaries of these jerks that don't think enough of our flag to stand up? Isn't that some disrespect? What about the disrespect that's being leveled at our flag? How about that disrespect? I feel like I'm living in an alternative universe, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, I don't see this as a race issue at all. Other than by the usual suspects in the media who want to make it about race. They want to make everything about race. That's one of the ways they win. The swamp wins when it's about race. Because conservatives walk on eggshells, right? This is not about race. I'd like your take on this today at 800-228-0550. I do want to say one thing critical of the president that maybe you can help me understand. There's a lot going on right now. As we saw last week with the UN speech of the North Koreans this weekend, we are in a showdown with Rocket Man, a.k.a. Nutcase, okay? I have spent I don't know how many hours on this program talking to people who hate what's happening to their health care, who see a track towards single-payer health care, something the left has wanted for a long time. One way we can stop single-payer health care is for the vote this week to pass, known as Graham Cassidy, which if you haven't done it yet, you still can call Senator Heidi Heitkamp in hopes that she awakens to what North Dakotans actually want. Rather than doing phony listening sessions, she actually can listen to real people all across North Dakota. Tell her, their U.S. Senator, what they'd like her to do in the way of a vote on Graham Cassidy, which will put up a firewall against single payer. Her choice is to continue the march to single payer while talking about fixing it, which is yet to happen, or actually stopping it dead in its tracks. That's a very important issue. So is tax reform. And we're in the middle of the debate right now about rates and everything else, okay? If the president doesn't decide to weigh into this issue over the disinviting Stephen Curry of the Golden State Warriors and the comment about firing the players, even though I agree with him, and I think most fans agree with him, we might have more oxygen to talk about these other issues. Now, I think the president's capable of chewing gum and walking at the same time. That's pretty good. But you know which issues the media are going to go with, and what they do is suck all the oxygen from, you know, a number of issues, and then go to the issue they believe harms the president the most. So in that sense, it's sort of an unforced error. I agree with him. I just don't know if now is the time to weigh into that particular debate. That's one area of criticism I direct him. Am I wrong? Is that misplaced? You tell me. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Text Todd or I. Todd at 701-367. Well, actually, that's me. I'm at 367-2054.
Sorry, Todd, you never text yourself, so.
Pardon me?
So you never text yourself. So
I don't, yeah. Todd's at 226-8503. I'm at 367-2054. Tell us what you're feeling this morning. Jim in Fargo, you're first. What's on your mind?
I can't decide if I'm more ashamed that I've ever watched an NFL game or that I voted for John McCain. Both of them are just absolute scars on my past, and I don't know what to do about it. The president's comments and these people making it a racial issue disgust me beyond anything. Then I heard John McCain on a promo for 60 Minutes last night talking about how he was going to be in there and fight just like Ted Kennedy fought for this country right to the end. Well, I am so ashamed of myself for ever voting for that pathetic songbird loser. The worst thing about the Vietnam War is he was ever released. What a sick human being.
Oh, my gosh. I think you've gone a little far there, Jim, when you're saying you're sorry that he was released.
He's pathetic.
A prisoner. Well, I would agree he's a pathetic senator, but I think he's got obviously some scars to show for his service to the country, and for that we ought to be grateful.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high, and it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2. The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnan. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn and Suites. Fantastic stay, mainstay suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We finally found an alternative to Obamacare that makes sense. Take the money and power out of Washington, the same amount of money would have spent on Obamacare, and let states design systems, because if you keep replicating Obamacare, even at the state level, you're going to get the same outcome. Flexibility and innovation is what we're seeking.
All right, so what's possible in the way of an explanation for a no vote? You know what it is, don't you? a victory for Donald Trump, a victory for the Republicans. That's what that's why every Democrat is against this. They can't be for it. Even ones that claim to be bipartisan, which is why you still need to keep the heat on if you haven't called yet. Last week, we suggested Senator Heitkamp get a call, and guess what? Hours after our program ended, she said the same thing. Put out a telephone number saying, call the Heidi Hotlines. Made up some name for a Heidi Hotline, and it's her office number. Call the Heidi Hotline, yeah.
So she gets credit for all the calls instead of
us? I guess
is
so. I took it as, hey, we're getting a lot of calls against this. Let's see if we can put something up on Facebook and get some of our fans to call us and say how great Obamacare is. But, you know, that'll be 10 to 1. So keep it going, folks. 202-224-2043. Somebody texted, hey, I forgot to call last week, and I have the number again. That's the D.C. number, 202-224-2043. When you call, you just say, respectfully, I'd like to have Senator Heitkamp vote in favor of Graham Cassidy. Obamacare's got to go. Vote for Graham Cassidy. That's happening this week. 202-224-2043. I'll give a few other numbers because last week a lot of numbers were busy. The Bismarck numbers, 258-4648. Fargo's 232-8030. Grand Forks, 775-9601. Minot, 852-8703. It doesn't matter what office you call. You'll get the message either way. Dickinson, 225-0974. D.C. office, that's the one that they're, I think, best equipped to take these, but they can take them at all. 202-224-2043. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. It's a Cadillac. That's what one Apache sprayer owner said about that High Plains Apache, the one we talk about often here. You're not bumped around. It rides very smooth. You get out, your back doesn't hurt, your neck's not hurting from turning around and looking at things. You feel like you've been sitting in a recliner all day long. Another said the visibility while spraying is great. As far as I'm concerned, the Apache is about the best sprayer I've ever sat in. High Plains Apache knows you work hard for your money. And when you spend a dollar, you expect to get the most for your time and energy. They respect that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business, and that's why the Apache sprayer works hard for you. You get right down to it, it's the businessman sprayer, proven to work as hard as you do, and a support team to back it up. They're in Mandan across from Bonanza and exit 60 south of Fargo. High Plains Apache, tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Chris and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. In regards to the NFL snowflakes, Rob Ornelius and Parks and Friends, I think, said it best, and I'm paraphrasing here, but I think in Al-Qaeda do not discriminate, but white, brown, or black, you come back draped in red, white, and blue. So I think that pretty much summed it up the best. So I'll hang up for this dear reply. Thank you.
Who said that, by the way, Chris?
Rob O'Neill.
Rob O'Neill did,
Osama bin Laden.
Yep. Yeah, interesting. Fascinating. Thanks a bunch, Chris. Appreciate that. And it's a good point. I understand the motives of the race war. I get that, okay? You have to drive that wedge. Lefties, that being the media and Democrats, they have to play to you know, certain segments of society, different racial groups, because they want you to believe that they are your only hope. But for that politician, nobody would care about you. I am not equipped in this pea brain that I have to think that way. I don't see somebody as black or white or any other color. I see him as a fellow human being, like all of us on earth, made in the image and likeness of God. So to me, that's as colorblind as you can be. And I just bristle at this idea that everything has to be about race because it's just a political game. It's just a political game. And this is a prime example. And for the life of me, when I heard the president say that, and I heard it live on Friday night, there wasn't one part of me that said, oh, baby, here come the race baiters now. He stepped in and now, oh, they're coming for him. Nothing in that. And I guess it's because I didn't connect the dots that the people that are kneeling are, you know, in the Black Lives Matter movement, if you will, to believe there is racial inequality in the United States. I didn't. I just saw them as fellow human being football players that, you know, weren't happy and decided to protest in that way. But instantly it becomes about race. Just can't make it up. Really can't. It's awful. 800-228-0550. Let me get some texts in here, too. Guys, I did not watch an NFL game this weekend. I won't tonight. Watch the Twins and some college replays. Speaking of the Twins, folks, are you paying attention? We've been trying to keep you posted best as we can here for your non-Twins fanatics. But it's time. It's time to get into it. The Twins swept 4 from Detroit. They're now 5 games ahead with 6 games to play. There was one point they were like game and a half with like 10, 11 games, okay? So they're 5 games ahead, 6 games to play. It's likely a Yankees playoff will be possible. Now, of course, the Yankees are the Twins' nemesis, and they're good. 3 with the super hot Cleveland, then home for the last 3 with Detroit. It looks like the impossible is going to happen, though. That's pretty darn cool. Anyway, so I just had to get that in. Previous texter said I didn't watch any of it. Watch no NFL games. Won't watch tonight. Turns out I didn't miss a thing. I've gotten tired of listening to ignorant jocks that don't know English. Seems most but not all of these pampered wealthy jocks have trouble with even a simple sentence. At least the NDSU players are easy to understand. I'm thinking when you start weighing into the area of criticizing how somebody speaks, you're getting into a little bit of dangerous territory. Let's stick to their actions, should we? Another texter. I'm not embarrassed that I voted for John McCain as he was our party's candidate. I am embarrassed that he's not supporting the president who is the party's president. That's what party loyalty is all about. And I don't know if that's why John McCain isn't supporting the president. I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, he's saying that he wanted more hearings and saying that he wanted more, bipartisan cooperation so as to avoid what happened last time when Obamacare was put forward. I mean, he's ripped Obamacare. He says it's horrible, terrible. And it was a product of Democrats only doing this with Democrats and no support. My only point is, John McCain, you've had a heck of a long time to go round up some of your buddies on the left and put together a plan. Years, in fact. So, to me, it looks like talk. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's back, the 11th Annual Great Plains and Empower and the Energy Conference. Tuesday, October 10th, Bismarck State College. Early bird registration on now for just $95 through 4 p.m. October 5th. Walk-up registration, $115. This event includes a roundtable Q&A with Governor Doug Burgum and U.S. Senator John Hovind. Platinum sponsors include Elite and their companies, ConocoPhillips, NextEra Energy Resources, and XTO Energy. Register now at energynd.com/events. Energynd.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
My state had a 31% premium increase under Obamacare. If we don't repeal and replace, it's a disaster for South Carolina and Arizona. John talks about a bipartisan process. I'm a pretty bipartisan guy, but I've come to conclude that Obamacare is a placeholder for Bernie Care in the Democratic world. They're, the best you could hope for is to prop up Obamacare because they're moving toward Bernie Care. So there is no process. There's not a snowball's chance in Hillabend, Arizona, as John would say, that Chuck Schumer can deliver anything that would substantially change Obamacare. And if it doesn't substantially change, it's a disaster for the country.
Lindsey Graham's doing a good job on just relentlessly picking away at these arguments. He, of course, leading this effort that is now growing. For a significant change in how health care is delivered in this country using the states. I like it. It has a strong federalism strain to it, and let's hope it happens. It's on a razor thin, whatever you want to call it right now, measure of whether this is going to pass or not, because you got... And I heard Ted Cruz over the weekend now saying he's not in favor. So, they can only afford to lose just a handful of Republicans. Now they've lost John McCain, and you got Susan Collins saying she's not so sure she could. So I don't know what's going to happen. But Lisa Murkowski evidently may be coming this way. Rand Paul, the president, tweeted about this weekend. Stay on this one, folks. Anybody living through the pain point of Obamacare needs to stay on this. Let Senator Heidi Heitkamp know. You demand this be dealt with. This has been talked about for far too long. Going back to her, she won saying, hey, there's things I don't like about Obamacare. I'll go there and fight where I have to fight. Okay. It's time to put the rhetoric aside and do some actual action here now. Good time to do it. Back on What's on Your Mind, call me, 800-228-0550. Let me know what's on your mind tomorrow. Dwayne Allen of the Oak Ridge Boys. They switch now, Todd. We're going to go with the lead singer, not the oom-papa-mau-mau guy. Dwayne Allen, as we start our countdown to Hustfest at Amy Grant last week. Dwayne Allen tomorrow, and we'll be at Hustfest on Friday.
In fact, I'll be there Wednesday afternoon, and I'll have Williams and Reese. So if anybody's around, love to meet you.
Yeah, they're fun. They're fun. I think we have them on Friday, too. We did last year. Just laughed so hard. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, we're also going to be at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting at the Alera Center in Grand Forks. We'll be there for Energy Matters tomorrow and also Wednesday and Thursday shows. So, and Friday at Host Fest. So a lot going on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. And if you're looking for a great job, we're talking $32 an hour, great job, working for a great company with great benefits, then Polar Service Center is a number you're going to want to jot down. They have location in Williston. They're also in Kildare. This company is a well-known company in Minnesota, tank trailer manufacturer. They have continued to grow and grow and grow and have more service centers all across North America. Tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center experience. If you have experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center is looking for you. Same with welders. Call this number, 612-214-8781. 612-214-8781. They got a great training program, too. Ask for Maria, 612-214-8781. Let's get to the phones here. Jamie and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Morning, Scott.
Oh, Jamie, how are you?
Well, sort of good. I'm a lifelong, almost fanatical Dallas Cowboys fan. And I definitely disagree with these people kneeling for a national anthem, but I tolerated it because I love that team so much. And I was out to eat Saturday with my wife and kids, and I saw these comments by the commissioner and the NFL players rep and a bunch of these owners saying how divisive this was what President Trump said. You know, that's where it started for me, where I didn't think I could take it anymore. I told my wife that I was thinking about not watching football anymore, and she kind of laughed it off like, yeah, right. Then Sunday morning, I see on the NFL Network and these pregame shows, all these guys, you know, their big theme was how divisive this was and what President Trump said. Oh, God, it's so divisive. And that was it for me because for me, it doesn't get any more divisive than you standing out there on a national stage disrespecting our flag and our country and all that it stands for. That's 20 times more divisive than anything Trump said.
So, I couldn't agree with you anymore. It's just basic common sense. It's like, you know,
right?
I mean, I forget what day it was this weekend. I put something up about it too, but you had Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, Saturday morning it was. He puts out a statement and he lectures President Trump about disrespecting players, and I'm thinking, okay, have you not been following this controversy? You've got your fans mad that overpaid players disrespect our flag. That's disrespect. What the president said isn't disrespect. It's a comment. You know,
that's
an opinion. And it's, by the way, the same opinion. I guarantee you what President Trump said has been uttered from countless couches during national anthems, saying, you know, if I own that team, that bozo would be gone. You know what I mean?
Every football fan I know says that, Scott. And you're right. What you said about common sense, that is exactly what I thought. I thought, do none of these people have an ounce of common sense in their head? I can't believe they think this way. I can't get my head around that. They have no common sense. I mean,
I guess they just have to stop the bleeding. You know, I mean, because they are bleeding, right? The ratings are way down.
Yeah. Well, they just, like I said, I never thought I would ever stop watching. When the Cowboys weren't on, I still watched football because I love the game, but there's no way I can support that. Those anti-American flag haters, I can't do it.
Let me try another one on you. You know, I know some media went and interviewed fans at the games this weekend, and I heard a lot of this. You know what? I just want to come watch a football game. I don't want to get sucked into a debate about politics, right? It's sort of this thing about the politicization of everything. Well, okay. There again, I don't put that on Donald Trump. I put that on a football player that's going to use his position in the NFL to get fame by taking a knee and protesting something. Rather than doing it on his own dime, on his own time, somewhere away from the field, he can do whatever he wants. He can stand up for who he is and what he's mad about and everything else, but not use the NFL. So to me, if you're going to complain about the politicization of everything, it starts with the guy taking a knee, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And by the way, hey, I'm glad they do that because you know what? I don't want to unknowingly support people who think that way with my money and my time and anything like that. And, you know, where were these guys at when Obama was in there doing that, by the way? This all started when Trump got in there because of their incompetent belief that the man's a racist and people pumping their heads full of this garbage. I mean, that's a joke. They're hypocrites. I can't stand them. Go over to Somalia and see how much they pay to play football over there. You know?
No kidding. And
God,
you're right.
It's a pleasure talking to you. I got to go, my friend. Thank God for President Trump won, and thank God you got a radio show, my friend.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate the call. Yeah, Ferguson, it didn't happen under President Trump. It's a good point. Robin and Bismarck, how can we help you today?
I would like to know how I can get my son who's incarcerated help and get him into treatment when they put him in jail and our governor wants to have all these programs. Well, I can't get him into treatment unless I pay $90,000 because the state won't cover him because he's incarcerated. So I just want to know, what is a person supposed to do when it's a catch-22?
Your son is incarcerated where, Robin?
In jail.
What facility, though?
I don't really want to say that right now.
Okay, is it a state? Is it a state facility or a county facility or a federal facility? Which one would it be?
Federal.
It's federal, okay. So maybe that's the issue. Because obviously what you're talking about with the governor is, you know, some efforts at reform related to identifying where treatment is necessary, you know, at the state level. I don't know. So I don't know what access there would be for a prisoner at a federal facility for a state program. I don't know that. How long is he in prison for?
He's not in prison. He's in a federal jail. He can get out as long as I either come up with $90,000 to pay for his treatment. He doesn't work, so I can't get him medical services because he's incarcerated. So how is this person supposed to help these people that need help that are hooked on drugs? How do I help these people? The governor wants to help these people. Well, how can I help them when it's a catch-22?
Yeah, I hear you. Again, I'm guessing the governor's hands would be tied because your son's in a federal facility, but I hear what you're saying. That would be frustrating if I were a parent in that situation as well. So I totally understand what you're saying, and I honestly don't know the answer, but I hope there is an answer. If you hang on, Robin, we'll get your number and try and track down some answers here from a few different areas and see what we can get you in the way of an answer, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
But you're saying your son is able to be released as long as as long as he goes to a treatment facility of some kind.
Right, and he can't get it covered because he's incarcerated.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it.
And I don't have $90,000 to pay to get him treatment.
Yeah, not many people would. That's a tough one. So hang on, Robin. We're going to see what we can do to at least get you some answers on some different resources that might be available, okay?
Oh, thank you very much.
What's your son's name?
Joey.
Joey. Okay, how old's Joey?
32.
32. All right. Hang on, Robin. We'll see what we can do for you and Joey. I appreciate you calling. Manny, if you'd take that, that'd be great. Myron over in Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Well, Scott, I haven't listened to you a lot today, but this NFL garbage is on the line, and I'm going to just... I'm a white man. I'm not a racist by any means. I know a lot of black people. But I'm having a problem here. And I wrote it down because I get so ticked off, and I'll just read to you what I said. It's about four sentences. Shame on any person of color in their DNA that can't see where we have come from in this country. I will only make one example now. Look at the facts. More people of color kill each other than anyone else. Look at Chicago.
And this is hang on, Myron. We're up against the breaks. We need to finish on the other side of the break, but you're onto something I think worth talking about. Sill and Justin, stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the financial benefits of Occupational Driver Safety Program.
When you have commercial vehicle drivers, you're automatically part of what's called CSA, which is basically the U.S. Department of Transportation's point system for companies. You know, we have a point system for drivers. Well, there's also a point system for companies. And when your drivers make mistakes, you accumulate points. And then when you accumulate so many points within a certain time period, it can flag an audit. It can be audited. Your vehicles can be inspected, all your driver records. And those audits rarely come out well. So there's a huge financial incentive to make sure that they're all properly trained and they're driving their trucks correctly, not violating any of those statutes.
To learn more about implementing a driver safety program in your workplace, contact the NDSC at 701-223-6372.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
That insurance companies are objecting to the fact they no longer get direct payments from the federal government. The same amount of money goes to states to set up new health care systems that won't fail doesn't surprise me. I would have been surprised if these people were for our bill, because we take money away from them. We give it to state governments to design systems that will deliver a better outcome.
Lindsey Graham is just going to the mat. He was on George Stephanopoulos this week yesterday, taking a question after question on Obamacare, every typical question as you'd expect. So I love it. I'm ready to do it. Back on What's on Your Mind, Myron in Minnesota, we'll let you finish. We have Syl and Justin on deck on What's on Your Mind today, brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the energy of North Dakota. The folks that right alongside you want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations. What do we want? Jobs and careers for generations, right? American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. And today, as we speak, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making it happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. To learn more, visit energyofnorthdakota.com, energyofnorthdakota.com. And 1 week from today, am I right? 1 week from today, the 2nd of October? It is.
Yep.
One week from today is the deadline for the trip to New York City. So here's your final chance to sign up to join us in New York City. November 27th through December 2nd, two Broadway shows, a classic, and the Carole King Beautiful musical is getting rave reviews, Phantom of the Opera, the classic, plus the Rockettes in Radio City Music Hall, plus Fox and Friends, plus some great meals. Trump Tower, Tavern on the Green in Central Park is a prime example. Ellen Stardust Diner, going to be great. Cat's Deli, that's fantastic. Carmine's is incredible. Through the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. To the One World Observatory, where you see the new One World Trade Center from 104 stories high. 360-degree view. Ellis Island. Take a cruise around Manhattan Island. We're going to pack all that in. Here's the number, 952-898-0008. Call to reserve your spot today. 952-898-0008. One more time, 952-898-0008. Do you know how many times a year I hear from people all year long that say, oh, I wanted to go on that trip. Why didn't I go along that trip? No, I'm just reminding you, you've got a week till the deadline, so don't be that person. Get signed up. Myron in Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Well, my example was in Chicago, more blacks killing blacks than anywhere else in the world. The privilege of people of color in this country is greater than anywhere on earth. Shame on anyone in this country that will allow this NFL garbage to continue. Thousands of people of color have died for this country. And it wasn't by tearing this country down. Military, police, fire, and all things that build up America. Every job. Shame on the NFL.
You're raising some great points, Myron.
Make America great again.
Make
America great again, for crying out loud.
These are great points, without question. However, I don't know that you, Myron, or myself, can tell somebody what they ought to be outraged about. I wish they would recognize, hey, okay, I'm from Chicago. Why don't I go to Chicago? Why don't I make a difference in Chicago? And if I really want to do something about needless deaths among the black community, I'm going to start here. They choose to be upset about what they believe is a cop wrongly killing a black person. I don't like it either. It's horrible, but most of the cases we found out, the facts are different than they're represented early on. So I'd take on the obvious one to say, why is this happening in Chicago?
Don't they have any relatives that have given their lives to build this country up? Sure they do. Probably every one of them. But they don't care about that.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I wish they wouldn't choose to protest the flag. I couldn't agree with you anymore. And I think most people are there. I think that's why the NFL's losing fans and ratings and everything else. I don't get it. But all good points, Myron. I appreciate the call. Sill and Fargo, let's get you in here.
Yeah, good morning, Scott.
Morning, Sill.
Yeah. Obama and George Soros got to be sitting back just licking their chops and giggling, because this is one of the things that one of the ways to destroy a country is divide it. And Donald Trump didn't divide this country. Obama was the one that divided this thing. And here's something about the flag. You might want to use this. If you disrespect the flag, you've never been handed a folded one.
No kidding. Good point, Sal. Very good point. Well said. Thank you, sir. Justin Fargo, 30 seconds. All yours.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Love the show. I just wanted, there's not much else that could be said, I think, on the plague topic, but I sure love watching the NFL on Sunday. Look forward to it, but I think it's even worse than that. I can hardly watch TV anymore. I used to like watching Saturday Night Live, and now that's all politicized. I used to watch the news, and I can't even watch that without getting one-sided views anymore. It's just kind of be terrible. I can't even believe we're talking about this.
with everything else going on in this world, it is hard to believe. But going back to Sill's point, it is serving a purpose. And Donald Trump's not afraid to take it on, which I also appreciate. But the politicization of everything. Headline today's lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal, exactly to your point, John.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I said, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers. Polar and other tank trailers, and they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.